How's it going?
I didn't know you came to this bar. I kind of thought it was my own little secret.
Oh, me? I'm fine.
No, I wasn't crying. I can't hide anything from you, can I?
I guess that's what happens when you've worked together for 5 years.
It's just, I'm frustrated. I'm sorry. Would you like to join me?
Great. I warn you though, the service here sucks. They kind of leave you to fend for yourself, which is probably why I like it. I don't like being bothered.
No, you're not bothering me. Trust me. You're one of the few people I enjoy being around.
I told you I'm frustrated.
No, not work. Although that latest project we're working on, what a waste of time. But no, it's not that.
I'm sort of embarrassed to say it out loud.
You promise you won't judge me or laugh. You've known me for 5 years. We've worked together. You've seen me at my worst. You know how I am, a perfectionist, a hard ass. I know what they say about me at work, that I'm cold and ice queen, that I only care about results. But that's simply not true. I know you know that, but I feel like you're the only one who does. Sometimes it's just so frustrating. I hate having to be in charge all the time. I hate being hard and rough. I wish I had somewhere I could feel free, you know? Free to be soft. I know that probably sounds silly.
No? Tell you more?
All right. Well, sometimes I imagine coming home after work to someone strong, domineering, but kind. Someone who tells me what to do. Someone who wants me to be happy, and someone that I make happy. Someone I dress up for. But that's not all. I want him to own my body. I want my pussy to be his. I want him to tell me when I can come. Want to ask him for permission before I touch myself. I want to surrender to him completely. And I want him to punish me when I've been naughty, however he sees fit. Spankings. But then, I want him to make love to me, deep and slow and soulful sometimes, furious fucking other times. And afterwards, I want him to bathe me, wash my hair, take care of me. I'm sorry, I've embarrassed you, I've said too much.
No, but your cheeks are all red.
You want to hear more? All right. I think I want to be a submissive. Something so different than what I am at work. I want to be owned, but not degraded. I want him to love owning me, to treat me with care, to love spoiling me. Someone firm, but not cruel. I want to be someone's princess. I know this is weird, but do you think this is something you'd want to do with me?
I know, I can't believe I'm asking you either. I guess I've just known you for so long. And I trust you, and I feel like we're attracted to one another.
Okay, good. I wasn't imagining it then. I just care for you deeply, and I can't imagine anyone else I'd want to do this with. You don't have to aunt. Oh,
Really?
you would? I was hoping so much you would. Oh my, that's just so wonderful. Yes, let's seal the deal with a kiss. You kissed just as perfectly as I thought you would.
What?
Of course I'll call you that. Anything you want, Daddy. Yes, I'll part my knees for you. I'm glad I wore the skirt too. Oh my goodness, that feels so good. Can I touch you?
Yes, whatever you say. I'll just enjoy your touch. Your fingers feel so good stroking my inner thigh.
You enjoy making me smile? Well, I want to do the same for you.
Yes, tomorrow I'll wear pink panties just for you.
Yes, I'll get lots of sleep tonight. Have a nice bubble bath when I get home.
Oh, I can feel you moving my panties to the side. Aren't you afraid someone will see us?
Yes, whatever you say.
That's all for now, but I want
Yes, I understand. I'll see you tomorrow, Daddy.